into the microphone with a megaphone.
Good morning.
That destroyed my eardrums.
Wake up.
Wow.
It is time.
It is time. 6:15 now on your Monday morning.
Are you awake?
Apparently.
You're like,
or now deaf. I can't tell.
You're like all tense.
Is this going to be a daily routine for you?
No comment.
Okay. I posted photos yesterday on Instagram of your behavior.
Yeah, which turned into something much more. Which is not okay. It's not okay.
You want to talk about that?
Yes.
So, yesterday, posted photo. Because this is what I deal with at 6 o'clock in the morning. You running around with a megaphone yelling at me.
Why is there a megaphone in here?
There's been a megaphone, but for some reason you just haven't taken the time to care that there's a megaphone in studio.
Well, now I care.
Until now. And you've been running around like an insane person screaming with the megaphone.
So you post a picture, a few.
Yeah, of you with the megaphone.
On your Instagram, at Steve O'Jeets.
In hopes that people, you know, I'll link to you. You think I'm tagged?
I'm so worried
because you care so much about Instagram followers
and how many people I have. Why? I don't understand.
Count every 8 seconds.
I don't count.
Did you get any followers last night?
Every 16 seconds.
Did you get any followers last night?
I think I got like one.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I don't know how many Instagram followers I have, but you have like nearing 400 and you're like, oh, I don't even know who this is, but they're following me on Instagram. I'm like, what? They're not even following me. What the heck?
So yesterday, you started getting a little huffy over Instagram. So me and your husband got together.
It. Yeah, apparently.
And said, hey, bro. This was all Kelly's idea, by the way. Your husband.
Yeah.
He is the one that texted me. I have text proof.
Oh, gosh.
And said, hey, you know what? We need to teach Mitch a lesson. Because life is not all about Instagram followers.
That's funny, because it is. Just kidding.
So we need to all stop following her right now, but don't say anything. And then in about 5 minutes, go up and ask her if she's gotten any more followers from your photo.
Yeah, so yesterday you walk up to me and you're like...
I was so mad.
And you're like, do you have any followers? I was like, yeah, I think I got like one or two. I'm like, cool, I got one or two. One or two, I don't know. And
then I said, yeah, but how many did you have before? And you ruined the fun by saying,
I don't know. I don't know the exact amount.
I don't remember.
And then I see you kind of like lingering like around, like waiting for me to realize. I'm like, oh, no. Because Kelly's been threatening to do this. Like he's been threatening.
So you were mad at me and Kelly because we both unfollowed you on Instagram to try and prove a point.
Yeah, you're both losers. It's so loserly.
And then you came to realize that it wasn't just us.
It wasn't just you guys.
Celeste
was in on it.
Your best friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone.
I lost like 13 followers yesterday. Are you kidding me? And guess what? Some of you followed me, but not everyone has followed me.
Oh.
Some of you have like followed me back like, haha, that was a funny joke. Just kidding. And some of them are like, no, that was real. I'm done following her on Instagram.
Life lesson.
Yeah, except.
Maybe you'll stop counting followers.
Don't worry. My husband has learned his lesson as well.
Uh-oh.
So.
What'd you do?
Right now he has an obsession with a specific candy bar.
Uh-huh.
He will, every time we go to the store, he's like, can I get one? I'm like, no. Like, you've already had, like, three today. And usually, a lot of the time, they're not even there. And yesterday, I walk into his office to get the keys because we share a car.
Okay.
And so I walk into his office to get the keys. He's not there. And I see on his desk this specific candy bar that I don't even like.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them. I think they're gross. Uh-huh. They're chocolate filled with caramel, and it's gross.
Okay.
And so what do? I took a picture of me holding it. And then a picture of me eating it. And I ate his candy bar.
You ate his candy bar?
Yes.
Wow.
And I sent it to him.
Did he cry?
He was really upset. He called me.
Okay, what you should have done is taken those photos and then put them on Instagram and not said anything.
Oh, see.
Because then randomly.
The thing is, he didn't even get the pictures before he saw that his chocolate whatever thing was missing.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He's like, well, I left like half a piece left for him.
Oh,
with like
see,
the caramel drizzling
kind.
Out.
You're too kind.
Well, and he just looked, I didn't eat all of that, did I? What's going on? And he walks out because he's in school, the student ministry building where like people are actually studying and doing homework. He's like, what is this about, guys? Like blaming it on them. And they're like, I don't know. But they knew it was me because I said, I did this. I did this just so you guys know. I did this.
And you are so sweet.
I feel like
that's your form of revenge. You're like, I ate half of his favorite candy bar. I'm so evil. Seriously, you guys.
You think I'm done?
Oh, man. There's more?
Oh, no, no. It's ongoing. It's not. That can't be repaid in one day. I lost followers.
Oh, man.
Followers.
So, here's the deal.
At Michelle Bransfo.
Don't follow her. Apparently, she didn't learn her lesson yesterday when we all unfollowed her. So, don't follow her. Don't do it.
Yeah, just go follow you.
No,
because you get like,
well, I don't care.
80 likes on your pictures anyway. Oh, I just got like 80 likes on this
picture.
You know,
it's like a contest,
it's like
right?
A picture of my leg hair.
There's no like
that's
competition.
That's what you post
there's
pictures
no
of.
Prize like at the end of the week. Nobody comes up to me and says, congratulations, you had more likes than Mitch's photos. Here's some money.
No, that's just how everybody treats you all every day.
Oh, man. Static.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes.
You know what the Bible says, right?
Like all of it? Because that's it's huge. Do you want to recite the whole thing?
Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting on the Lord now. I repented since yesterday. Don't worry. The Lord will get you back for what you did.
You just got Jesus duped by a listener.
I was really hoping he was going to go
over Instagram revenge.
Yeah.
Over Instagram revenge.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty brutal when Kelly gets
I hope people know
back.
That you're being funny. Because that last caller didn't sound like he understood.
I'm definitely joking.
Oh, man.
I ate his candy bar, really? Like, I ate a right. candy bar.
right.
It was like 79 cents at the gas station.
Oh, man, that was amazing. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was yesterday.
Apparently, you need to go reread Romans 12.
And then, I'm not even done with this story.
Oh,
so
man.
Then Celeste is like, hey, let's go take pictures for Instagram, for the Static Radio Instagram. And I'm like, yeah, maybe you can tag me and I'll get more followers, kind of joking around. And, oh, man.
So then God was like, oh, really?
Yeah, and so.
Apparently, you haven't learned your humility lesson yet.
And so she's like, we should take jumping photos. Where do you want to take jumping photos? I was like, let's go outside in the sun. And I'll jump off that brick wall and you can take a picture of me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing.
Right.
And so we go out there and I'm like getting ready to jump off this wall.
Woo!
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. And so I'm prepping, stretching a little bit, and I jump and I do the woo! She takes a picture and then I'm like, I don't really like that one. Let me take another one. So I get back up on the wall and I jump and I do like a different pose, and then all of a sudden my pants rip, and she was like, oh, my picture didn't, or my phone didn't get it. And she looks at the photo, she's like, oh my gosh, my phone got a better picture of me freaking out midair. That picture is real. Me freaking out midair.
Yeah.
That my pants have ripped while I'm jumping.
So there you go.
So
did you learn? See that last caller? Vengeance is mine.
I think the pants
trip was God.
Went and got new pants. That was the Lord saying, go buy new pants today.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
So that's what I did. I went and bought new pants.
Wow. That was the moral of his entire story. Which, by the way, My Static Radio, if you would like to follow us on Instagram.
And you can
find all of them. Because we chronicled the entire ordeal yesterday.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
With the pants ripping.
Really embarrassing.
Don't worry, they're all rated G photos because Celeste took them.
Yeah.
And she put that together.
So. Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
Guys.
So it was a day yesterday.
Glad you totally didn't learn any lessons yesterday.
Not my day.
At all.
However.
Sweet.
It was a day. So there we go.
There we go. Good way to kick off the Thursday morning.
You're welcome.
I like that. Some medicine for you.
Speaking of medicine.
You like that?
That was good.
John Mark McMillan, song called Medicine. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Driving by those trucker stops.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Here to make your day.
6:31.
Good morning.
You already said that.
Good morning.
No, I already said it.
Good morning.
Oh, no. You ruined it.
Ruined what? Hey.
You blew it. You ruined it.
What?
You could have had it all. You said good morning twice.
I said it like four times.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if people had just tuned in
right.
And they weren't listening and they didn't hear me say good morning?
TSL, bro.
Yeah.
TSL.
TSL.
Psh, obviously.
Ner.
Oh, man. So, happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
We were talking about exacting revenge.
Yeah.
Yesterday, in order to pay you back for screaming at me at 6 o'clock in the morning with the megaphone, me and Kelly, your husband, started talking about ways to get you back because we know how much you care about Instagram and followers.
I don't...
You count your followers. You count your followers.
I count them as
all
loss.
Joy.
As loss.
Static!
Hey, are you guys still talking about that guy with the ponytail?
Dave Gatt, everybody.
Okay.
Hilarity ensues. Nicely done.
Good job.
Just kidding. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. What are you doing up so early?
It's time for a meeting.
Ooh. Yeah. You have hair meetings at 6:30 in the morning?
Time in the world for a meeting.
We're going to dissect hair. No,
it's called a split end.
This is we're gonna
nice
split end. Exactly. Cool. Yeah, but I'm serious. That guy should get a perm, dude. No, just get on the plane. Okay, see you guys.
Okay.
David Gatt. That guy is one of the funniest people I know.
That was yesterday's show.
Yeah, that was yesterday's show, which was brilliant. Nicely done. So, talking about punishment, and that kind of goes along with it, because the kid yesterday, he was suspended. If you missed the show, you can podcast it. Or Facebook. We don't Facebook podcast.
Long hair was suspended.
MyStaticRadio.com. You can find out everything there. And podcast yesterday's show about this poor kid who was suspended for having long hair. Who was just trying to make a wig for people who don't have hair.
It's called Locks of Love.
Yeah.
So that's what he was doing.
So yesterday, me and Kelly devised a plan to have everyone unfollow you.
Yeah.
And it worked out because all your closest friends did.
Yeah. And
it was great.
Some of them didn't follow me
back.
Later.
Yeah.
It was really mean. I'm going to have to go
through. Thought it was a creative solution to your behavior as of
my
late.
Behavior?
Yeah. Your behavior.
Whatever. You sit in the corner and be like, oh, I got a new follower. That makes that. That means I have blah, 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 blah. Almost 400 followers. How many do you have?
392, but I haven't checked in a while.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
You could be at 400 by now.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I just made that up. 392. 392.
Yeah.
392.
Someone, I'm the one with the problem.
So, I found the story, and I thought it was genius, and it reminded me of yesterday's revenge, because... we had people unfollow you, and then it seemed like it was all day back and forth. You ate Kelly's candy bar, which was, you know, sweet.
That literally.
You thought that was going to be.
Literally. Get it? Because it was
revenge.
Candy bar.
See what you did there.
Oh, he was upset. What?
It's terrible.
No, he was upset.
It's terrible.
You didn't receive the phone call.
Really?
Yeah. He was upset.
Well, yeah.
Screaming, yelling.
That's because you ate someone else's candy bar.
His favorite candy bar.
That's not cool,
like,
man.
Like, if you're talking about, like, idolatry and me being crazy about Instagram, you should see him with this candy bar.
You better stop it. Better stop it. Some people are going to take you seriously.
I don't.
Two parents in Wisconsin decided to come up with a creative retaliation for their daughter's disrespectful behavior that I'm thinking she won't soon forget, much like yesterday's amazing Instagram debacle of 2012.
That was awful.
So after their daughter, we don't know what she did.
No, it doesn't say.
It doesn't say. All it said, they interviewed the little brother, and
of course he was able to tell all.
So they asked what his sister had done to deserve this punishment, and his response was, she got fresh.
Which, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That used to mean like something like bad in the day.
Yeah.
Or, well, like...
like she was caught snogging.
Exactly.
Right?
Getting fresh.
Kissing her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But that's probably not what it sounds like.
I don't think that's what
it sounds like. She got fresh with her words.
Yeah.
She was disrespectful to her parents.
She learned a new word and used it.
So after their daughter got fresh with them, the Midwestern couple confiscated the girl's cell phone for a week. And then in a crazy awesome twist of digging the knife deeper... the parents posted some amazing photos of themselves on their daughter's Facebook page.
Oh. Yes, that's right. That is right.
It is incredible what they did.
Yeah.
So these parents who are, I don't know, what do you think? 30s, 40s?
They look like they're early 40s.
Early 40s? Okay. Crossing the eyes, flashing the peace sign, just looking like fools, being hilarious.
Yeah.
And they posted these all to their daughter's Facebook page. So the little brother said, my parents took away my sister's phone for a week. They've uploaded about 10 of these to her Facebook. Doing it right! And yeah, so there's a bunch of photos of what these parents did.
You better be careful. He's going to get that too.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It reminds me of not too long ago that dad... that found out his daughter was saying really mean things about him on Facebook.
And so shot her computer.
He like took a video and was like, you don't ever do that again. And shot her computer on camera. And then posted it for all of her friends to see.
That was a little far.
You know what?
That was a little far.
That's how they do out in the South.
I don't know. Yeah, see, I don't know where... Wisconsin. These people from Wisconsin. That's not what they talk about at all out there.
No.
So, Wisconsin. Some online commentators actually... are freaking out over this.
Really?
Yeah, because they say that it's so embarrassing. This is like social suicide for a teenager.
Oh my gosh.
You can't
do they watch
do
Mean
this.
Girls?
I, no clue.
It's you can't do that. Social suicide.
Yeah. One blogger wrote, something like this would have been about the most horrifying experience of my life. I feel for the girl. Really? Gosh,
that's dumb.
I think it's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand.
I want you guys to see these photos because they're hilarious.
Don't worry. I will post them.
Okay. Right Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah. This was back in, I don't remember, about a year ago. North Carolina man made news also. Similar reasons. He shot his daughter's laptop with a gun. And it's interesting to see the lengths parents are going to discipline their child. So fair or too far? What do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
Posted.
Posted. You got to check out these photos. These parents, I think it's hilarious, but of course I'm a parent.
I don't think they're too bad, honestly.
Right.
I mean,
they didn't degrade her in any way.
No.
You know, the dad from, what was it? What did I say? North Carolina? When he shot up his daughter's laptop, he had a video.
Yeah, and was like, you're never doing that again. And he wasn't very nice about it.
No, he wasn't. It was almost like going down to her level.
Yeah.
These pictures. Get to our Facebook page. Mom. I love the dad, man.
Mom and dad.
They just look awesome. Static.
Hey, are you guys talking about how if our parents are supposed to post pictures of them on Facebook?
Exactly. Yep. Just like that. Well,
me and my sister talking about it, and we wouldn't get embarrassed.
We think that'd be awesome.
We think that'd be cool.
You have cool parents, then?
I see you're doing reverse psychology.
Ooh.
Reverse psychology.
Right.
If anything, we'll post pictures of us on their Facebook and embarrass them.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. See, that's it. Ooh, I just got an idea. Thank you for the call, caller. See, another way of revenge, you could just find really embarrassing, like, baby photos. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the ones that are in the garage at your house that Christy's going to send me.
Right.
Those ones?
Like those.
Yeah, you could find really embarrassing ones.
Like those. Please don't ever post them.
My mom is already doing that on Facebook. She's like, oh, Michelle, I found this picture of you when you were three. I'm like, why is it on Facebook? And she does, I don't have a Facebook. I don't have a Facebook. She tags my husband. So everyone gets to see it.
Sweet.
Like, yeah, that's so sweet. Mom, stop.
I want to start a Facebook page just for this reason.
It's bad.
So I think it's hilarious. Two Wisconsin parents, they disciplined their daughter. They grounded her from her cell phone for a week, and to up the ante, they posted about 10 photos of themselves on her Facebook page wall as this form of embarrassment, which I'll tell you what, man, I think it is absolutely hilarious. But I want to know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Too far.
Or 505-338-3700. I think the photos are sweet, but yeah. Hey.
What's this?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Speaking of...
You are kidding me.
Pictures on Instagram. Stever just walked in and...
Your son-in-law posted... Wow, dude. Where did he find these photos?
He was hanging out with my parents.
Yes. So...
Yeah. You... Oh, my gosh.
Fair
that
or too
hair.
Far? That's amazing. I love the mullet. I love the mullet.
That hair.
See?
Beautiful strawberry blonde hair.
Mitch, don't you ever, ever, ever do this. Don't ever do that.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Look, Chrissy's not awake yet. I almost want to wake her up.
I promise I won't.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You got to get there. Check out the photo of these parents who were trying to embarrass their daughter. She was grounded. She was disrespectful. And I absolutely love it. I want to know what you guys think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Bill on Facebook says, first world problems.
Yeah.
Love it.
Amazing.
Like, that's what we're worried about right now. How are you disciplining your child?
And sadly, the daughter, it's like...
She's like,
as one commenter said, social suicide.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Really?
I really think that they just stopped watching Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Which is... Ugh.
I don't want to get to that point with my children.
But you have to...
Right now, my children actually like me. You know, they think I'm cool.
Yeah.
We enjoy each other's company. We're going to hang out more. I love it.
I feel like anything you do could be easily... It could be easily done over a radio.
What do you mean?
Like, if you wanted to embarrass them...
Oh, yeah.
You have the platform.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm just waiting for the day when I'm uncool. Because right now I'm still cool because they're young enough that they don't know any better. So they think I'm cool.
So what happens, like, when are you not going to be cool?
I don't know. Well, this girl's, what, 13 years old?
Yeah.
So apparently teenagers and kids aren't allowed to enjoy each other because, yeah.
Maybe if you start telling your kids now, I am always cool.
Yeah.
They'll start believing it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll forever be cool. I'm always cool.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We'll get to some comments.
Oh, yeah. We got some already.
All right. There you go. Check out these photos. Absolutely amazing. Just a parent's way of saying, I love you. Don't ever disrespect me again.
Okay.
Or something like
that. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Latest from his legacy song is called Follow. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Thursday, 6:51 now, talking about parental revenge, or at least, I don't know,
this one
embarrassment, which to some is hilarious, to other teenagers, it's a nightmare,
and I think it's hilarious.
I think it's amazing. One teenager mouthed off at her parents, and they decided, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to ground you for 1 week. No cell phone. They took her cell phone. And while they were in possession of it, they posted 10 photos to her Facebook page of themselves being awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's probably the best thing in the universe.
I feel like the dad's got it down. The mom needs a little bit of work.
Oh, no. She's just trying to be cool. Peace.
No duck lips.
Check me out, yo.
They have the top faces for girls
yeah.
are... Pretty pretty easy. So you got the peace sign, but usually you need to do duck lips with that.
Okay.
Or you have to do the tongue, like the...
Oh, yeah.
Which, yeah. The, look at me. Look at me. I'm so cool. Here's my tongue. The one where it's just like a smile and your eyebrows are really, really high. Like...
No, that's just the way girls wear their eyebrows these days.
Oh. Dang, I missed out on that one.
Everything's drawn on now. Nobody has real eyebrows anymore.
Okay, so you got to draw on your eyebrows.
Yeah, you got to draw on them.
There's a few faces.
It's real.
If I've missed any, let me know. But so the mom has a little bit of work, but the dad's kind of got this down.
The dad's got it down, dude. He's hilarious.
For sure.
I love it. So get to our Facebook page. Check out the photo. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Is it fair? Too far that they did this?
Yeah.
Is it an invasion of privacy?
Or what's the most embarrassing thing your parents did to you?
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to think, man, because my mom was kind of a pushover in a sweet, loving, kind way.
See, my mom is too, except that I was embarrassed by it.
Really?
And my brother was not. So my brother, like, would live it up and have so much fun with my mom. While I was like, Mom, stop.
So you were the one that took everything too seriously.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, there was... There was one time, I doubt she remembers this. I had choir practice every evening.
Okay.
And so she'd have to come pick me up because I didn't drive yet.
That's embarrassing, poor thing.
I know, right? Gosh.
No, for her, she had a daughter in choir.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
And one day, I don't know what drove her to this. I think my brother was probably in the car, so he probably did it. She was listening to her favorite classic rock station, and a really good song came on. She got out of the car and started dancing.
Oh, man.
I was like, Mom, stop. Mom, stop. Mom, stop. Mom, stop. It was the worst. I remember we were sitting in this parking lot and I just couldn't believe it was happening. I could not believe it was happening. Like, this was right by the choir building and everyone was walking
out. Oh, yeah. Woo! It's my jam.
No.
Winning it for life. Come on, girl.
No.
Steve-O,
stop.
Let's relive it.
Steve-O, stop.
Woo!
Stop. Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry about this, guys. I'm just blocking the camera for you guys. I'm sorry.
Did you just block the webcam?
No, what?
What?
Mm-mm.
Why would you do that? I was jamming.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm sorry. It's Whitney. Woo!
Stop it.
Okay. I'm done.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done.
I
can't wait till my children are old enough to have, like... some semblance of care about being embarrassed.
I was like a preteen. Are you kidding me?
My wife's the only one that gets embarrassed. Jack and Luke, all day long. I mean, just this week, you know, we were at the drive-thru. I told the story already. And
I told this story already.
I told this story already. Hey, all right, Ed. Had the worst accent in the universe.
But didn't
like,
the girl
super
believe
bubbly.
You?
Oh, yeah. Over the top, like, it was like Michael Caine from Batman, but like, on something,
oh,
and they believed it, and so the kids thought it was hilarious. My wife did not.
Yeah, you're lucky she didn't out you.
I don't know if my kids will ever be embarrassed. I hope not.
Hi. So, my mom tried embarrassing us, and it did not work whatsoever.
Okay.
What'd she do?
Well, it did work, but we were at the store, and that song, Drop It, Drop It, Little Girl, Drop It, Drop It, Little Girl, and all my friends were all dancing.
Where were you at?
We're at Smith.
What? How does that come on at Smith's? No. Or is it like somebody's ringtone in the next aisle? You're like, oh, yes. Yes, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
It was on in Texas.
Oh, man.
Ah, Texas.
And so she's...
So my friends were all dancing, and we're like, you're too old to dance. And I was like, heck no. She was in a shopping cart. She was going down low. She was getting on.
Oh, my gosh. And she didn't embarrass you? It was cool?
Well, it was pretty cool. I didn't know she could dance like that, but it was pretty cool at the same time.
She practices still.
Yeah.
Wow.
Behind closed doors.
Amazing. Thank you for the call.
All right.
That's amazing.
Incredible. Embarrassing parent stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. The phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some requested music from Red and some As I Lay Dying on the way. We got some good music.
That's right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Yep. Happy Happy 7 o'clock hour.
Already.
Welcome to Thursday, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Talking about parenting.
Interesting things.
Yeah, dude. You got to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Apparently, this is not the first parents that have been in the news this year.
No.
And I'm reading these stories, and there's a few I hadn't heard.
Really? We talked about the guy who,
yeah,
who decided to shoot his daughter's Facebook, or not Facebook, computer.
Computer. If you're just joining us, yeah, we're talking about punishment that parents are dishing out these days. And a North Carolina man, you may remember, made news when he shot his daughter's laptop with a gun.
She
posted disrespectful messages about her parents.
Yeah,
I didn't hear this one. Parents nationwide, I guess, were pretty
outraged.
Angry. Yeah, outraged. An Ohio mom recently photoshopped a red X over her 13-year-old daughter's mouth in a photo, posted the picture on Facebook, and kind of memed it, basically.
Okay.
And it said, "I don't know how to keep my mouth shut. I'm no longer allowed on Facebook or my phone. Please ask why."
Mm.
People are not okay with that. But most people seem to be okay so far with this one. Two parents in Wisconsin have come up with a pretty hilarious, creative solution to their daughter's disrespectful behavior that they're hoping she won't forget anytime soon. She was grounded from her phone for a week. Every time I see it. That dad's face is amazing. Yeah.
It looks like his face is smashed. I don't know how he did that.
Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. These parents decided they were going to ground her for a week from Facebook and from her cell phone in general. And in turn, posted 10 photos of themselves on her page. Yeah.
It's bad.
And it's amazing.
It's hilarious, actually.
It's hilarious, but some commentators have not been the bloggers, and, you know, we all care about what bloggers have
to
say.
Of course,
but one in particular said something like, "This would have been about the most horrifying experience of my life. I feel for the daughter. This embarrassment would feel like social suicide for a teenager. They've gone too far." So, you know what you think? Hilarious? Too far? Punishment fit the crime? Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Vicky says, "I think it's terrific." The end. Nothing else. Jason says, "That's a great method. If I ever have kids, I will keep that in the back of my mind."
Yeah, I like this.
And that's one thing that you have to think about now. Obviously, when you are punishing your child, you have to think, if the media gets a hold of this,
right,
what will they think?
Well, it's interesting because very recently, it's been opposite, you know, where a child was, I guess, embarrassed by the parents' actions and took to online social media, because this is taking your private life very public. I mean, you're already doing that with
airing
Facebook,
out the dirty laundry,
social media, but now it's like, hey, everyone in the world, my daughter's grounded for this reason. But a high school student from Brooklyn took to Twitter recently because his dad, I'm sure you heard about the Manhattan brothels and all that, the prostitution ring. Did you hear about all that craziness up in Manhattan? Yeah.
I think my mind blocked that out if
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And so he's in the 11th grade, and apparently he took to Twitter and said, "Awesome, Dad. Way to make the Thomas family proud." And then he tweeted about his dad. "Hey, look, my dad's in the news," linked the news story of his father's arrest, and then later on wrote, "Pretty surreal to hear your dad's name on the news in connection to a massive prostitution ring bust. Had to happen eventually, I guess." And so it's not just parents that are airing out the dirty laundry these days.
Sounds bitter.
It's kids. Of course, this kid's dad was in the national headlines.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds bitter, and like,
so
he's going to be angry.
Should we be doing that? Should parents in general, this is maybe a better question, should it be aired out over something like
right,
Facebook? Is that embarrassing? Is that something that should stay between parent and child? Is this a private matter versus a public matter? Because I think this is hilarious,
yeah,
but this is something very minor in comparison to, say, prostitution ring busted type
right,
thing. You know what I mean?
I think parents are getting frustrated because if teenagers are anything like I was when I was a teenager,
right,
I remember my mom would say something. Not only would I talk back, I'd go and talk to my friends, be like, and I would gossip.
Right.
And that's not okay.
And
nope. I can't believe I did that. That
yeah,
was messed up, yo.
Yeah.
That was messed up. And so I can imagine how frustrated parents are getting now that their kids have this platform.
But just because you get frustrated, do you think it's okay to act like a child yourself?
Right.
Huh?
So, yeah. That's a good question.
I'm a parent. I'm not going to, you know, if my kid does something foolish, I'm not going to go down to his level and be like, how you like that? I'm gonna pinch you back.
Well, like, how angry? Okay, the dude that shot his daughter's laptop because she was saying stuff about them on Facebook.
Right.
That wasn't like she was openly saying things about them on Facebook. She was hiding them.
Yeah.
She was hiding the posts
from her parents. Yeah.
And saying them on Facebook. So how would you feel?
To a very public forum.
Yes.
And yet trying to block out your own parents.
Yeah. So that's hard.
Yeah.
But where do we draw the line?
Yeah, it's a good question. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. Phone lines are open. Parents, kids, we want to hear from both of you guys.
Brian says, when the kids grow up and hate their parents, they will wonder why. Right? Heaven says, I don't know, but it's funny.
Right.
Ian says, not that big of a deal. The parents have every right to do so if the child is under their roof.
All right.
Okay. That's pretty old school.
Right?
Yeah. Josh says, should a 13-year-old even have a phone or Facebook?
It's a good question.
Right?
Like, what age? Because my son's 9.
That means...
And he's already asking, hey, Dad, when can I get a cell phone? And my response forever has been, when you have a job and you can pay for it, you can get whatever you want.
Or better, I guess, if you're going to give your kid a phone at 13, why should your 13-year-old have a phone that can have Facebook on it?
Right. Like, oh, you're talking to give them a little...
They get a flip phone.
Crappy, like...
Yeah.
Hello.
Dinosaur.
Yes, this was amazing in The Matrix circa 1999.
Exactly.
This phone was the new wave of technology.
This was really cool in 2006. It's called a Razor.
Right.
So... First edition.
You are going to be all the rage circa 2004 here.
Exactly.
I love it. See, that's a great idea.
It's amazing.
So that's a good question, though, Josh. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. 715.
Go for it.
All right.
Closed due to road construction. Comanche at San Mateo. Find an alternate route. Construction work, Manal at Eubank, and more construction work, Carlisle, between I-40 and Manal. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. You can find SoPo located on the Calvert campus.
Indeed.
Right here.
Right here.
Where we be.
Where we are.
Yeah, we're walking distance.
Where we are.
We get to, like, take 47 steps.
Yeah.
I'm going to count today.
Okay.
How many steps it takes to get there.
Really? You're going to count?
Yep.
And you'll report back?
As long as you don't try and be dumb. And
I'm not.
Like,
no, I'm not. Who do you think I am? 4, 10, 99, 1, 7.
Who do I think you are?
Oh my gosh.
You're like my third child. That's who you are that no, I have to deal with.
Your third child's
on a regular,
not yet born.
I feel like I have to discipline you more than I do my actual kids because you are such a child.
Whatever. That's so
stop
stupid.
It. At the wayside, what they said.
Yeah, what he said.
What he said. Static Radio, good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Olo.
Talking about parents being awesome or sadistic.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's good.
Thank you.
If I was faster on the draw with sound effects, I totally probably would have done that myself, but yours was just
sufficient?
Yeah.
Thanks.
It works. That works.
Thank you.
So talking about these parents who grounded their daughter... I seriously giggle every time I see the dad's face. Grounded their daughter by taking her cell phone away for a week, and in the process posted photos of themselves just being hilarious and embarrassing. And so the big question was, is this cool or is this too far? What do you say, parents? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And what do you say, kiddos? I'm curious.
See, Deanna says, I remember there was a thing on the news about the father that shot his kid's laptop as punishment. That was considered child abuse. Although this case is not that extreme, the parents should have found a better way to punish their kids. Also, the social suicide thing can be a dangerous thing. It can lead to bullying, which can lead to, well, real suicide. Instead of those parents stooping to the level of a child, perhaps they could have found a better way to handle the situation.
Hmm. I hear the point.
I do. I hear it. I hear it.
This is why I'm talking about it, because I think it's hilarious.
I mean, obviously the parents look like they're just having a little bit of fun.
Are we catering to the teenager too much now?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, we don't want to do anything to upset them because they're very fragile. And then it's, dude, okay, we're not that fragile. I came out just fine. Trust me.
Right?
I had very embarrassing moments growing up.
Yeah.
And they molded me and they, you know, I got through them.
I've been watching a show that, like, I'm only like 10 episodes in. It's called Parenthood. And I am like already annoyed with these parents and how they're treating their children.
Right.
Because they don't give them any responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
And they just take it, oh, I'm just being a terrible parent. I'm an awful mother. No, no, no. And they let their kid go do whatever they want. I'm like, wow.
Empire Theory. No more of it.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you about 8:30 now. Be careful, good sir.
Sorry. But I mentioned our board is 26 years old. Hey, if you would like to help Static Radio, actually,
there's a good way to help out.
Static Decision 2012 is over. However, you know it's not over? Awesomeness.
That's about right, yeah.
Okay. Get to our Facebook page or our website, either or.
You can find some pretty cool things there.
Yeah, you'll find the link to our eBay auction, which we've got going on right now. Big thanks to Pat in Las Cruces and Barnett Harley-Davidson, who donated this incredible watch.
Okay, can I say that this watch is worth way more than what we have it up for bid?
Yeah. Yeah, because the price tag was still on it.
Yeah, so we know.
Right, so it's a... forgive me. I'm going to butcher it. Bulova? Bulova. 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 It's a really nice watch.
I don't know what that is.
It's made by Bulova. Bulova.
Dude, I don't know.
Click on it, dude. Click on it.
Dude.
See? B-U-L. That. Who makes ridiculously expensive watches. Those dudes.
It's made by Bulova.
Yes. Thank you. It's a Harley Davidson timepiece by Bulova.
Bulova. Men's wristwatch.
Yeah. And in fact, it's up at our eBay auction. You can find the link at mystaticradio.com or, as I said, our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. There's also original artwork up there.
Yes.
That we've put up. And if you would like to donate, maybe you're a business and you couldn't financially give during Static Decision 2012. Well, we're listener supported 365. Yo.
It's true.
So we need your support. We need your help. And just one way you can do that by super awesome donations like that. And 100% of the proceeds from these auctions go towards Static Radio. So
super awesome.
I'm just saying, Christmas is coming up, yo.
Yeah, and that's a great present.
Right? That's a ridiculously awesome, expensive watch that when we got it in, I really just wanted to keep it.
Yeah, I looked at it. I was like, can I give this to my dad? Do we have to sell it?
I know. It's pretty amazing. So make sure you get there. Check it out. It's got 2 days and 2 hours left on the auction. So
get to it.
Yeah, there you go. We were talking about parenting, and we've got 1,000 stories on that.
Yeah, I feel like we've exhausted it, too.
We kind of have. Okay, so moving on, I want to talk about something. Jobs. Did you ever have a crazy job? Or were you... I know you were a sandwich artist for a long time.
Yeah, I've been a florist assistant.
Okay.
That wasn't too crazy.
That seems normal.
I remember when I was 14, I had to pick up horse manure.
It
was for money, and so I could get horse training lessons.
Horse lessons?
Horse lessons, horseback riding lessons.
Okay. That's like the craziest for you?
Once in a while, I worked in a radio. That was crazy.
I remember when I was younger, one of my first jobs, I was an archaeologist at the time.
Yeah.
And I was searching for this artifact because this guy offered to pay me lots of money to get it back to the museum.
Okay.
And so I had to travel to this crazy land where there were like snakes and tarantulas the size of my head. And I got in the temple, but sadly my partner got taken out by this crazy arrow.
Oh, man.
And so I finally found it, got all the way to the end, and there it was. But I had to try and grab the statue, but I couldn't let the Mayans know that I was taking it, so I had to place another bag on it. So I had to like weigh it out with sand, and got out. This boulder comes, tries to crush me.
Whoa.
Right, huge boulder. There was all these traps.
They didn't have, like, the falling
the
rock
Mayans
sign?
Didn't want me to take it, or was it the Aztecs? I can't remember. I had so many crazy jobs like this. And I finally got out, and this guy, my arch nemesis at the time, because I had an arch nemesis at 17, ended up snagging it, taking it. I barely escaped with my life. That was one of my first jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you, actually, it's more like a guessing question.
Sure.
I want you to guess who doesn't have to see Indiana Jones anymore.
This girl?
Me.
Yeah.
I don't have to see Indiana Jones anymore.
Come on, that's just like the opening scene. It's just like the opening scene. But I'm kind of busted. You haven't even seen Indiana Jones!
And now I know what it's about, so I don't
know. No, you don't!
Apparently I do.
It's like the first 3 minutes of the movie!
I didn't even know Indiana Jones was an archaeologist. Why couldn't you have left that up to the movie to tell me?
Dr. Jones?
I didn't even know he was a doctor! Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, yeah. He's a neurosurgeon.
Oh, my gosh. Are you lying to me now?
Totally.
He's
not a neurosurgeon. Here's the deal, bro.
HDB.
Yeah. You got to see that movie.
Okay.
That's not what we're talking about.
Well, we're going to make up stories. No, I could have totally made up a story about my
How about this
job.
One? Because it sounds made up, but sadly, this is real. A programmer in San Francisco found a way to triple his productivity. As well as yours.
Ah.
Manish Sethi. He's a programmer in San Francisco. Last month, he started tracking his productivity using an app that tracks your productivity.
Oh, good.
It monitors how long you spend doing different tasks, visiting websites unrelated to work, okay. Facebooking everything that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It monitors all of that. And so he said he was horrified to find out he was spending 62% of his time on this computer slacking off.
Ugh.
He was only operating at 38% productivity, which means he was wasting 19 hours a week at his job not working. So he's like, okay, I've got to come up with a way to raise my productivity, which was really cool as an employee trying to find a way to raise his productivity. So he put an ad on Craigslist. Man, this is so not a joke. I can't believe this is real. He put an ad on Craigslist looking for someone who would slap him in the face if he started slacking off.
Oh, it's amazing.
He offered the person $8 an hour, and they could do work on their own computer the entire time. They just had to pay enough attention to slap him when he started slacking off.
Oh.
He got 20 emails immediately and hired a woman named Kara and found that when she was there ready to slap him, his productivity almost tripled to 98%.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah. So he went from spending 62% of his time on the computer slacking off to 2%.
So what do you do as a job? Oh, I slap people.
I slap people for a living. he says it wasn't just the fear of the slap that made him more productive. Just having someone else there made him more productive because it added accountability and gave him someone to bounce ideas off of. Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
This is now someone's job. Someone's job is to sit in an office next to this dude and slap him in the face if he, like, checks Facebook or starts slacking off.
How do you feel about that? Making that my new position?
Slapping me if I start slacking off?
Yes.
Here's the problem. We have to check Facebook, right?
Right,
and
but if you
part
like,
of our job is actually surfing the web to try and find stories like this one.
But here's the thing. Sometimes you're like looking at sports.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you've been looking at sports for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It's time to stop.
Yeah, but we might use one of those stories.
We won't. It's the thing. We just
won't.
You
never know.
Because I don't talk about sports.
But you never know.
I just don't think it's going to happen. So... would that be cool?
No, because I'm not going to pay you extra to slap me.
You don't have to pay me extra. I'll just do it for free.
I'll have to call HR and see how they feel about this first.
Okay.
And then possibly maybe for a day. Maybe we should get this app, monitor our productivity, and then next week sometime we'll set it up to where if either one of us slacks off, we could smack each other.
Oh,
maybe not in the face. Thinking maybe the hand.
Okay.
And see how much more
with
productive we are. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, we should do that.
That means no more checking Justin Bieber's tweets.
I don't do that ever.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Uh-huh.
No.
Right.
That's so lame.
You never do that.
I don't even...
How many times have we ever talked about what Biebs tweeted ever on the show?
I want you to name a specific moment. Name a specific moment.
We've never done that. And yet you are on Twitter constantly, like update, checking everything. Ooh, Biebs just did this.
I see your point.
Uh-huh.
I don't
know. Slacker.
No, it's all, I'm just staying relevant.
So craziest jobs. Craziest jobs?
Craziest jobs.
Apparently this is the craziest job to me. Slapping someone, you're paid to slap someone in the face for slacking off. I love it. I think it's amazing. I would never want that accountability at work here.
I know, right? We have a different form of accountability here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wouldn't want that one. Yeah. What kind of job would you like to have?
There you go. I love this. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hit us up there and let's talk. Woman now getting paid $8 an hour. Now this is on top of her normal job because they said she's allowed to, you know, still do work on her own computer as long as she's attentive enough to know, hey, bro, slacking off. Wham!
What if she misses it? Then she needs someone to slap her when she's slacking off.
It's like this never-ending cycle.
A bunch of slappers.
Of slaps. It's incredible. I can visualize this in my brain. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I love it.
I do too. Woman getting paid to slap someone in the face for slacking off. Best job? Worst job? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. And that would be some haste today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Olo.
Welcome to the show. Just before 9 o'clock now.
Yeah. Talking about something super interesting.
Yeah. Jobs.
Jobs and...
Jabs. Jobs.
Oh, jobs. Okay, hold on. Let me recover.
Are you okay?
Yeah. What is the coolest or craziest job that you'd want to have or have had?
Oh, I'm just so thankful, job.
Oh, stop it.
Love my job.
Jabs.
But here's a way to get more productive. Manish Sethi, he's a programmer in San Francisco, last month started tracking his productivity and realized he's not very productive. So he took out an ad on Craigslist looking for someone who would slap him in the face for $8 an hour if he started slacking off. And he actually hired somebody.
That's amazing.
Her name is Kara. She gets paid $8 an hour to slap him when he starts slacking off. He says it wasn't just the fear of the slap that made him more productive. Having someone else there to keep him accountable gave him somebody to bounce ideas off of just made him more productive in general. So the question was, hey, craziest job you've ever had or would like to have. I'm excited because coming back from the break, you're going to have a crazier job.
Oh, what?
Final hour of the day. Mitch is running the show.
Woo! Why would you just throw that on me?
Because.
Okay.
You know, in a couple weeks, I'm going to have a baby.
Yes.
This is a miracle of science.
Whoa, hold on.
It's a miracle of science
Back
to behold.
Up.
Right.
Are
right.
you pregnant?
Yes. Yep.
How long have you been pregnant?
About a week. So.
Oh, my gosh.
So, my wife's having a baby.
Okay, yes.
And, so I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that means I have to learn how to do
that means you actually have to learn how to do things.
Yeah.
Been training you. We were here till like 5 yesterday.
That's a good lead.
Trying to teach you.
I know, man.
So today is the day.
I think this is going to be my most crazy. I'm sorry if I turn off the radio by accident.
Yeah.
Like, what if I do that?
Hilarity will ensue.
Well, can I push that button right there? This one.
You can. Nothing would happen right now.
Why?
Well, because nothing's playing on this air thing. I've taught you nothing.
Nope, you haven't.
So here's the thing.
This is crazy.
We're talking jobs. Craziest job you've ever had.
Your gerbs.
Most wonderful job you've ever had. So we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But coming back, we're going to have Mitch run the show. It's her show. And it's going to be a beautiful time. It's going to be a wonderful day in the neighborhood of Static Radio. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Your new jib.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you ready? Can you do this?
It's a beautiful day. I can do this.
Oh, jab.
Stop.
We're just so happy that Mitch is going to run the thing. Yeah. We thank you, jab.
Oh, my gosh. You need to stop.
Come on.
You need to stop.
Come on. You ready?
You need to stop. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Quick break.
8 minutes, yeah.
Coming back.
Oh, gosh.
Mitch's world. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. But it's going to be Mitch. Mornings with Mitch. And fill in the blank.
I'm already bored.
You can't present it that way.
I'm sorry. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. So good. I have so much to talk about.
Life-changing?
Life-changing. Yeah. That's what's going to happen in the next hour. My life is going to change because I'm going to have a job and then I will not have a job. So...
You can do this.
I can do this.
You can do this. We're going to talk about craziest job you've ever had, would like to have. We've got tons of comments on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We will get to those, as well as our dear friend Mitch running the show.
That's right.
Right here.
Oh, no.
High five. Woo! You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm so scared.
And it's going to be awesome.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Close your eyes. That's the song's called Digging Graves. What's up? Hey, Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Yeah, way too loud.
Come on.
I'm figuring things out. Hold on.
Okay.
Is this too loud? No, you're good?
So, in a few short weeks here, my wife and I will be having our third baby.
Yes, which means I have to figure out how to do all this stuff.
Without me. Some really cool guests, though.
Yes.
Going to be coming in and helping you have a show here.
I'm excited for that.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be interesting.
For everybody else.
Yeah. For me, it's going to be a little... Well, actually, I'm going to have fun, but I'm also going to be super stressed out because I'm going to be like, oh, you want me to actually do all this correctly. Okay, cool. Do you know how to do it? And they're going to be like, no, I don't work here. And I'm going to freak out the entire time.
Aw, freak out.
Exactly.
You can do this.
I don't know.
I believe in you. So today is your first training day, if you will.
I guess.
But unlike the Denzel Washington movie, no F words on your training day.
Exactly.
So that's good.
I mean, I do have this button.
Okay.
If there is an F word, I can just get rid of it.
There you go. That's good. See, you're learning already. I'm helping you.
Except that I wouldn't count today as my first training day.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday definitely was.
Yeah.
When you're like, hey, Mitch, Steve is sick and he can't do this next break. Go!
Yeah.
And you guys make me get on KNKT.
Yep, live.
Live.
That was awesome.
Okay, that's not like a big deal, right? Live. I'm alive all the time here.
You are alive all the time.
I'm alive.
I'm excited for. I'm a fan of that.
I talk on the radio often.
Yeah.
But however, KNKT, a bit different.
Yeah, our sister station.
Has to be a bit more organized with what I'm saying.
You have to be more constructive with your words.
Exactly.
Right.
And can I say that I rocked that break?
Right there.
And
high
that
five.
You didn't even hear it.
I totally did.
You did not.
I
walked out and I was like shaking. I was shaking for like the next 5 minutes.
And these are the things you can look forward to in a few short weeks.
Yeah, it was really awful.
So I've decided to let you take it.
Okay.
You're going to run the show.
Okay.
The rest of the day. All the faults and the funs and the goodness, mics, music, sound effects.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to sit over here and read everybody's Facebook posts. It's going to be like back in the day for me.
I don't know.
I didn't have any real responsibilities and I just got to sit over here and be an idiot.
Okay. Well.
I love it.
See, it's not, nothing's there. See, I'm looking for stuff, but I don't think we have anything.
No? You're looking for like Disney music or what?
Would I just type in Disney?
I don't know.
No.
What would you do?
I guess
I'm not here.
Oh,
but I'm here.
Okay, so what I type
I'm a worthless co-host who has no clue about radio.
Oh, man. Are you being rude?
Well, no, not to you.
Okay.
So then you can do this to where you could just do this.
I don't...
It's a world
out
there.
Yeah. No?
No. Yeah, it's all right. We can use that.
Okay.
Okay, so then I get to put it wherever I want?
Sure.
Okay, now I have to figure out the page.
You realize we're on the radio and this is absolutely boring to everybody else, right?
Yeah, so now I have to figure out.
Just making sure.
Okay, so
just
I'm
making sure.
Here. No? Okay. Where do I put it? Okay, there it is. Okay, so we've been talking about...
What have we been talking about?
Well, one, I want to see how long I can go without you getting frustrated. And
I'm not getting frustrated.
And... how long I can make this totally suck before you're like, let me do it. I'll just take over.
A good leader allows their fellow people to fail.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about... Okay, you're going to stop that. Been talking about parents and what they do to embarrass their kids and just parenting.
Yeah.
And kids.
Yeah.
I found this story about Minnie Mouse.
Daisy.
Daisy Duck.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're used to the old...
the little sweetheart
They're
people.
Cute.
They are cute.
Little
Disney
little
plumpy
characters.
Plumpertons
yeah,
of awesome.
That's funny because not anymore.
What?
Yeah, they are skinny mini. And I don't know what
really?
Yeah.
Skinny Mini?
Skinny Mini.
I see what they did there.
See, high-end fashion retailer Barney's of New York is planning a holiday ad campaign featuring Minnie Mouse and Daisy Duck. Well, at least we think it is.
Right.
Their version is super, super thin and high-end fashion. The ad promotion called Electric Holiday centers around a Minnie Mouse dream sequence in which she fantasizes about what it would be like for her and all of her friends to be fashion models.
And they're super, super thin.
Yes, they are like rails. It's super thin. Yeah. I can't imagine what this would look like. Like you've seen that picture
right.
of Barbie and what she actually would look like.
Oh, yeah, if she were a real human.
Yeah, not yeah. real, actually.
I'm going to find the photo and post it to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio because... I don't know how... I know people are immediately going to get upset, but I don't know how...
I mean,
I don't know how I feel.
See, it's obviously fake. I mean, for one, it's a mouse and a duck.
But, well, obviously fake, but this is the image that they're portraying for the youngins.
Right,
hey, check it out. Minnie's getting an update. No longer will she have these crazy ears and the cute chubby cheeks. She's thin.
She's thin.
She needs to eat a cheeseburger. Do mice eat cheeseburgers?
Yeah, they eat everything.
Oh, okay.
You want to go there.
There you go.
Cheese, it's what you usually bait them with.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll eat a cheeseburger. But yeah, what are we... I just don't know what.
It's what you bait them with. Keep going.
To kill them. Yes. I don't kill mice. The end.
Yeah.
No. So what are we promoting? What are we teaching our kids what is okay? And I mean, these girls, I don't know. I can't say that as a child when I was playing with Barbies that I was wanting to look like them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that's obviously something that we're paying attention to, but I don't know. Is that something kids are going to pay attention to?
Well, this is an ad campaign for the holidays at Barney's New York. So it's not necessarily Disney, right?
Mm-hmm.
They teamed up. And so this isn't going to be the new look for Minnie all the time at Disneyland. However, the outrage has already been... incredible. One mom said, I don't like it. I really like the original Minnie Mouse that you remember when you were a child. I guess a little round Minnie Mouse compared to this. I don't like it. She looks anorexic. And in fact, when you look at it here, I'll post the photos on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. They've completely thinned her out.
Yeah, the petition.
If you will.
There's people who are petitioning and so... Reagan, she says, there's nothing wrong with tall, thin women. There's something wrong with changing a beloved children's character's body so that it looks good in a dress and almost nobody would look good in.
Right.
Adding to tremendous pressure on young girls and women to attain Photoshop perfection.
So what do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'll post it right now. Minnie getting an update. They thinned her out. She's really tall now.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand how this is going to work for Mickey because he's like 2.5 feet tall.
Have they changed how he looks?
She's now like 6 feet.
So is he going to be all GQ after this or what? So
I don't know.
So
skinny Minnie,
is
quite
cool?
Literally.
Is it not?
Yeah, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And as I said, posting the photo right now so you can check it out. See for yourself. Minnie getting an update. And parents, give us a call. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm gonna write this up and post it. You take care of whatever you want to do.
Okay, well, we'll be back after this.
Come on!
What?
I'm still fighting it.
All right, road construction going on Carlisle Boulevard North between I-40 and Manal. Also, Comanche Road at San Mateo closed due to construction. There's also construction work going on at Manal and Eubank. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by SOPO.
SOPO.
And they are 4001 Osuna Road right here, Calvary Campus.
Uh-huh.
They're open now. You can call them 3-3-8-3-6-6-9.
That's right.
338-3669. Solomon's Porch.
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning, 9:17, which is why you just heard traffic.
Because yeah.
Because that's about the time traffic happens.
You doing all right?
I'm good.
You're doing a great job running things.
Hey, I'm running the board.
You are.
Which means that whenever something stops working, I have to hit it like you do.
That's right. MyStaticRadio.com. You can check out the webcam and watch Mitch as she takes over.
Kind of.
Takes over the world.
Facebook. You can also get to MyStaticRadio.com or our Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio and check out the sweet bids we have going on for eBay.
Yeah, that's right. Our awesome fundraiser is over. However, from that, we got a lot of businesses saying, hey, dude, we'd love to help you guys. How can we support you? And one of those ways is through donations of goods, of services, of whatever. And Barnett Harley-Davidson was kind enough to donate this crazy, crazy expensive watch.
Yeah, which, might I add, is up for bid way less than what it's actually worth.
Yeah, exactly. So it's this timepiece by Bulova or whatever, however you say it. I'm not fancy, so I don't have a really expensive Bulova. Fancy watch. Whatever. However you say it. But it's got 2 days left on the auction. You can check it out by going to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or MyStaticRadio.com. And if you're a local business and you'd love to support Static Radio, that's one way you can do it. We've also got an amazing piece of artwork that's original that's up there right now.
Yep.
And we're going to keep those going. So you can find the links at our Facebook page or by going to MyStaticRadio.com.
Yeah.
When you're at our Facebook page, make sure you check out Skinny Mini.
Yeah. Talking about the latest protest about...
Yeah, the latest Disney protest.
The latest Disney protest about Minnie and all of her friends who are now drawn to be super tall and thin.
Super tall and thin as they prep for this 2012 holiday season. I posted a photo of original Minnie in her cute little pink dress and new Minnie in her... is that a dress?
What is that? I don't know. It looks like tissue, like pink tissue all over.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's not permanent. It's just for this season. Minnie and Mickey and their friends are transported into a fantasy world where they are formed from their traditional Disney dreamlike whatever to become fashion forward runway models.
Yeah.
And so it's not permanent, but it is sending a message to people out there, and obviously people are upset about it. They're protesting. So we want to know what you think. Look at the picture, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, the only character from Disney that I think I like this is Jack Skellington.
Right.
Which is what they all look like. They're all really tall, super thin. We got a ton of comments on Facebook. Michael says, ridiculous!
Oh, man.
Pedro says, boo. Ooh, lots of O's. Jessica says, no, never. Gross. Who does this? Bad image for little girls. James says, doesn't really look like Minnie. No way. Hate it. My son says, very strange. At least that's what Misty says. Andrew says, ugly. Kevin says, ew. Lots of W's.
Oh, good.
He lost his breakfast.
That's not good.
Debbie says, icky. Josh says, this is what happens when Tim Burton gets a hold of Disney characters. Jamie thinks it's lame. Chandra says, no! That would be like making Miss Piggy skinny. No, no, no. Jason says, what is that? Now it's more of a rat than a mouse. TJ says, not sure any rational girl is going to look at a skinified rat and say, that's my goal. Truth. Then again, I'm a guy and have absolutely no grasp of the female mind. So, yeah, we want to know. We want to know your thoughts.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So they're making Minnie skinny?
Yeah, yes. Skinny Minnie. She's a skinny Minnie. You got to go to our Facebook page and check out the photo. It's just for the holiday season for some Barneys in New York.
Yeah, it's high-end fashion. They're making them runway models, so
yeah.
It's not forever, but what do you think?
Yeah.
So does that mean they're going to make Goofy fat?
Yeah. Right, because he's already tall and lanky.
They're already confusing people because Goofy is a dog and he totally talks and he stands upright and he wears clothes. And Mickey's dog Pluto apparently has not gone through the evolution process
because
he's still a dog and he just barks. And so they're already confusing kids anyways. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, so we should probably get rid of Disney.
Apparently we need to.
Yeah.
Donald Duck wears a shirt, yet when he gets out of the shower, he's wearing a towel on his waist.
And
so what's he trying to hide? You know,
exactly.
It's
like,
weird.
Is he going to be like have pecs or something?
Right.
So is he going to be like all muscular?
Yeah, no clue. We haven't seen the dudes yet. Just Minnie and Daisy looking all super thin. So
Mickey will also be Max, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for the call.
Thank you. crazy.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about Skinny Minnie.
We have an update from Nydia. She's a spokesperson from Disney. She says, we are saddened that activists have repeatedly tried to distort a lighthearted holiday promotion in order to draw media attention to themselves. They have deliberately ignored previously released information, which clearly states this one-time promotion focuses on a three-minute moving art video showcasing traditional Minnie Mouse in a dreamlike sequence where she goes to Paris, dreams of briefly walking the runway as a model, and then awakens as her normal self, happily wearing the same designer dress from the fashion show. So, I don't... Okay,
yeah, I don't
so
know.
That's what the spokesperson said, but it also sounds like it's like, have a good time wishing and hoping you're never going to accomplish that.
Right, so why couldn't in the dream sequence she be Minnie, little
as Minnie.
Cute little chubbins?
Yeah, like, there's never been a time where I have a dream and I'm like someone I'm not, and I wake up and I'm so happy that I'm still myself.
That was really sad.
I know, but like, can you imagine? Like, oh yeah, like, have you ever been like, I had this wonderful dream that I was in a rock band and it was so cool, and then I woke up and I was so happy I was me? No. Like, I want to do that. That is my dream.
Oh, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Cassie says, in a word, stupid. Yeah. Sarah says she looks better than the Monster High girls. Crystal says, ew. Doesn't even look like Minnie anymore. I don't see the point in changing the way she looks, Irene says. Tanya threw out a novel, bro. She says, my mind doesn't even know where to start with this. Every girl dreams of being a fashion model at some point. It's one thing to have a dream sequence with Minnie as her true self. However, having her changed into this unrealistic version of herself just teaches young girls that if they want to accomplish their dreams, they have to become someone that is completely fake. Mm. This just adds to the Hollywood image that girls and women already have to deal with. Everywhere they look, Joshua says, all is anorexic fashion, worst for our children. Don't like skinny on Minnie. No, Minnie isn't Minnie, says Nicole. And apparently she is a ghostwriter for Dr. Seuss. Brenna says it's disgraceful. It portrays skinny and tall as superior to short and chubby, and that all women should dream of being just so. So, yeah.
What do you think about this lighthearted promotion? 505-338-3700 or Facebook.com.
That's right.
Static Radio.
Yeah, check it out. We got a ton of comments. You can see the photo I posted up. Cute little Minnie in her normal look, and then dream sequence Minnie on what they're doing today. So make sure you get there. Check it out.
She looks a lot more serious.
She does. Anna, did you notice? Okay.
She looks like a child.
Here, are you ready for the NAACP to get a hold of this? Because Minnie, you know, she's Minnie. So
yeah.
She's got like the black arms and the black legs,
yeah.
Right?
Ooh.
In this sequence, notice that she's now of Caucasian persuasion.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
They changed her. Now she's got like, you know, the tan arms.
Maybe that was just hair on her beforehand.
Just waiting for somebody else to get a hold of this.
Yeah.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson's going to call any minute now.
Oh, of course. I hope so. 338-3700.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Katrina says, very sad that Disney would allow this. Esma from The Emperor's New Groove is hotter than that, says Crystal. That's funny because they look alike.
That's weird.
Yeah. Esme, the super skinny, like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, not only is Walt Disney, or not Walt Disney, the company.
Yeah, Disney.
Are they
backing it?
They've already spoken out. And how often do you hear people speaking out about something?
Right.
Like whenever they're trying to stick up for something that they're doing. It's usually no comment. We called them, couldn't get a hold of them. But
Disney immediately chimed in. Whoa, 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 peeps. We're just trying to, you know, have a lighthearted little, how come you gotta get all serious on us?
Yeah, 505-338-3700. Static.
This is Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
No, hold on, let me find your music. Hold on.
This is perfect.
What page is it?
This is perfect because, you know, you have a daughter in the biz.
In the biz, and she is in the biz. Yeah, I do. That's why I was calling. So I really didn't hear everything that you were talking about because I got in my car like 10 minutes ago. But anyway,
okay.
So the biggest thing that why people love my daughter so much, and it's easy to love beautiful people unless they're ugly on the inside. Really. So one of the best things about my daughter, even though she struggles with all the same stuff teenagers struggle with, she's a really beautiful person on the inside. And I think that's what makes a difference, no matter if you're short and stumpy and, you know. So I don't even know if I'm talking about what you guys are talking about.
Well, let me explain. They've made Minnie Mouse a tall, skinny fashion runway.
Right. They took normal Minnie from Disney and then made this dream sequence of her, because her dream was to be, you know, in Paris and on the runway. But in her dream sequence, she's no longer cute little plump skinny or Minnie. She's skinny Minnie, and she's like 6 feet tall. She needs to eat a cheeseburger because she looks like Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas. But that's what they've done. And so immediately the parents... outcried.
Backlash.
Yeah, and the torches were lit, and they are now threatening many things. You got to check out our Facebook page, because we posted the photo.
I did, but it was like 2 hours ago when you guys were talking about the parents on.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you think? Your daughter is a model.
She's a model in this industry. This is what she does for a living.
Yeah, and you know, she's even struggling in that because she's not a skinny girl. She's thin, of course.
I was going to say,
I know, no, really.
She weighs like 90 pounds.
No, I'm not going to tell you how much she weighs, because she'll kill me. But even within the industry, even my daughter, who is 5'10" and very thin, is still not skinny enough for a lot of what the clients want. And it's like, seriously, wow, this is one of the prettiest girls' exterior. That's walking around, and she's still not. So, it's ridiculous. I don't think it's a bad thing for all of us to want to be good-looking and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I want to be good-looking.
But do you really have to be, like, super rail thin to be good-looking? I'll tell you what, man.
No. And that's why I said I think it starts with everybody has some kind of redeeming quality, but I've been around pretty people that are just really ugly, and it makes them really disgusting.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of stuff. And so it still comes back. If Minnie's still the sweet girl she was when she was short in the mouse, then I think it's okay. But I understand parents. It's really tough to my daughter's gotten backlash. Megan's gotten backlash just for acquiring some level of fame just because of how she looks.
Right.
She's been beat up on Facebook and emails and all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm doing so much more than you, but you get all the attention just because you're pretty. And so at the same time, don't aspire to be that, but it's not Megan's fault. She's beautiful. That's really God's.
That's God's fault.
Of course.
Yeah. You know.
Tell her we love her.
Yeah.
Well, I will. Thanks, you guys. And it is a good topic because, man, just be happy who you are. And it's easy for me to say because I am tall and beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a glove model, of course. I can model gloves.
Yeah. Dude, he's an incredible glove model, too.
Yes.
Man.
And even that, the hair on my knuckles comes through every once in a while. But I can't even really do that either.
Take care of that. Wax.
Wax, bro. You got to wax the hands, man.
That hurts. Kelly Gambino, though. She's a good waxer. Anyway, love you guys.
Bye. Love you, too, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Iron Man
Wiggins. Love that guy. And it's true, man. It's amazing because you hear stories like that. His daughter, of course, was featured in a television series on, I believe, the CW. You know?
She's also been in a few magazines.
She was on. It's crazy because you see things posted in New York. I have a few friends that live in New York City. And it's billboards for guests and for all these. So she's really living that. That is her. And to hear, you know, struggling with image for this tall, slender, beautiful woman. I mean, this is just more and more ammunition, I guess, against Barneys of New York, who have stepped out and said, hey, we wanted to partner with Disney, and we did, and here's what we came up with. Make sure you get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Minnie Mouse has a dream sequence where she aspires to be a model, and when she wakes up as the model, she looks completely different.
And let me know if I'm wrong. I feel like this is actually hurting more adults and maybe some teenagers' feelings than it will any kids. And I said this just a few minutes ago, but I used to play with Barbies growing up, and I never once thought that I wanted to look like them. They were just dolls. And I understand they're very unproportionate.
Yeah, disproportionate. Okay.
I don't know. I know that now as an adult, but I wasn't thinking about looking like my Barbies growing up.
Yeah, but it could be giving you like an idea of what you should look like.
Right, right. So
in that age, you know what I mean?
And I mean, this goes for everything. This goes for television.
Yeah.
Like people won't let their kids watch certain shows because, oh, well, you know, that one show, they're super liberal and we just don't want that. But I know that as a child, I was watching those shows and not being, or the Disney movies.
Yeah.
The Disney movies that make very adult jokes that we don't catch.
Right.
As children, I see that now. I'm like, oh my gosh, Iago was not a good bird. That was not a good character. But I watched that now and I know that. But as a child, I didn't. Let us know what you think. 338-3700. Static.
Yo, yo.
What's up?
Hey, you know, like you were saying, Mitch, like the parents, I think most of the people that are complaining are probably a little heavier. And I think, I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there, like, because when you're a kid watching a cartoon and it morphs into something crazy in a dream sequence, not a big deal.
Right.
That's, like, pretty cool for a kid. It's like, whoa, check it out. But I think the parents are like, damn that, Minnie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. The issue's probably on the other side of the short and mini. So I'm thinking that's the problem. So if we can get pictures of all the complainers, that'd be great.
Wow.
That's
I love guys. Gotta go.
Bye.
Bye-bye from Cruises.
That's one way to go
that's
about it.
That's one way to look at the situation.
So, yeah.
Unreal.
I did ask what you guys thought. Thank you, Well Boy from Cruises. Maybe they're on the short
Facebook.
Side.
Facebook.com/bystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700.
Any Facebook?
Oh, dude, we got tons of Facebook comments. Are you kidding me? Okay. Jared says, you know what? Personally, I don't really care. In fact, he said, let me tell you what this was done for. And he goes on to tell, you know, this was done in partnership with Disney, as we said, advertising campaign.
Okay.
Clothing company where Minnie falls asleep and her dream looks like this. When she wakes up back in the real world, she's back to her normal self and normal appearance. I don't think Disney's trying to tell girls this is how they have to look. I think they're trying something new with the character of their creation. As an artist myself, my advice to Disney is to go for it. Try new creative ways to portray the characters they're yours to play with anyway. I hear what he's saying, but I think what your point about, yeah, in the dream, you know, when you have those dreams and you're like a rock star or something and you wake up, you're not necessarily stoked that you're back to being normal.
Exactly.
You're like, man, that was a great dream.
Why wasn't that real?
I had this crazy, that would have been a great dream.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake's not really my best friend.
What? Dang it. Or like the Harry Potter cast is not here.
You're kind of bummed.
You're kind of bummed, right?
And so I think that was the idea is like Minnie is herself and then she goes into this dream sequence where she's aspiring. Oh, I'm a model now. Look at me. Look how I look. And then wakes up as her normal self.
Yeah.
I think that it would have been cool if they had been able to keep her
Norm.
Herself.
Yeah.
In her dream.
Let us know what you think. 338-3700. Static.
Hey, guys. So I'm totally checked out your picture right now. And I'm like crushed because it just goes to show that, one, Disney has lost their all sense of creativity to keep people inspired.
Mm.
Like, if this is their idea of inspiration, they need to, like, fire somebody.
Now, to be fair, like, this was Barney's of New York.
Yeah.
This was you know, a clothing company in New York.
Okay.
So, Disney.
That makes me a little
Disney,
bit,
you know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Me think a little bit better. But, like, seriously, though, like, I mean, it really shows what people, like, how distorted people's images, like, in reality all the way around, you know, and
yeah.
It's really sad, you know, like, cause, you know, growing up as a teenager, I know all of my friends and I had so many issues with this, you know, and like, and this just emphasizes the point that you take something so innocent, like as Minnie, who everybody loves Minnie the way she is, and then you turn her into this and it's just like, whoa, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, like, I'm glad it's not Disney.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say, because I would be really crushed if it was Disney.
All right. But thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is a holiday campaign. It's for a short time. Of course, immediately everybody went on the attack.
Disney had to okay it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
still definitely a partnership. In fact, Disney released a statement saying that they don't understand why people
are going crazy,
why people care, because, you know, it's
they say it's lighthearted. It's not a big deal. It's
no
not
biggie.
To be looked into. It's just for fun.
Right.
And people are obviously upset because it's making Minnie something that she's not. And especially, and putting her into the dreamlike sequence of this is what she wants to be. This is what she aspires to be. But she wakes up and she goes about her normal life.
Yeah.
Not going for any of that. So what does that say? Does that, I don't know.
Got me. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Static.
I was just thinking that the difference between like a Barbie doll just being skinny and everything and versus it being Minnie is it's basically saying that, and she's dreaming about being skinny is that everyone has to be skinny.
Right. You know, right.
It's fine for Barbie to be skinny, you know, because some people are.
And she's always been skinny.
Exactly. But the fact that it's saying basically everybody should be dreaming about being skinny. If you want to be a model, you have to be ridiculously thin. And I don't, that's why I disagree with it.
That's a really good point, because it's the idea that, you know, when Barbie started, she wasn't like a Chubbins little cute plump little figure. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, check it out, it's gastric bypass Barbie.
Oh,
and then they made like the thin version. She's always been that way. And so thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I can't believe you said that. Gastric bypass. Oh, my God.
What?
But here's the thing.
It's true. You know what I mean?
Right. But
that's how Barbie's always been.
Right. Here's the thing, though. Barbie has always been skinny.
Yeah.
And people have also had a problem with that.
Yeah, people did have a problem. But you know what? There are still skinny people in the world, so I don't have a problem with Barbie looking thin. She's always been thin.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. 505-338-3700. Static.
So the only thing that would make this better is if you give Mickey Mouse a dream sequence where he has the body of Dwayne Johnson the Rock and the voice of Barry White.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
So it's got to happen.
Yes, indeed.
Totally.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or Facebook.com. If it's busy, keep calling, because people are...
People are calling.
People are calling in.
Skinny Minnie Mouse draws a protest because they want to make her into... Well, they, meaning Barney's...
Barney's in New York.
Of New York, planning a holiday campaign features Minnie and Daisy Duck as skinny versions.
Yeah, I just posted a simple shot of Minnie, like old Minnie, and then new Minnie. I didn't even put Daisy up there because she's... She's up there, too. Somebody made the comment, I'm scrolling down because there's like 90 comments already.
Yeah.
Rebecca said, is that Jessica Rabbit?
Right.
Do you remember Jessica Rabbit?
Yes.
She was also, I don't know, this skinny mini is just
a
super
rail.
Thin. And yeah.
Jessica Rabbit
had a figure.
She was,
you know,
curvy.
What I mean? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jared says, I also want to add, no one at Disney is asking or forcing anybody to be thin by making the character thin. So he doesn't see what the big deal is. So what do you think? Agree? Disagree? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Michael says, being naturally thin is one thing. Being forced by everyone in the world to be thin is another thing. Let us know.
That's true. Going to take a quick break. Got some stuff on the way.
There you go.
So
some stuff on the way.
Deer in the headlights.
Okay.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The wedding song for the broken.
Static Radio.
Steve
good
and
morning.
Mitch.
In How's it going?
I'm
Welcome
good.
To the show. What's
hey.
Going on?
Shh.
You go.
Okay.
No, go.
No, you go.
Go.
No, you go.
No, go.
No, you go.
No, go ahead.
Talking about Skinny Minnie. And what she's doing with her life these days.
That's right. Good old Skinny Minnie.
Check out the picture we posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
People got passionate, yo.
I know. People got a little cray-cray, but that's
48
cool.
comments in a matter of like 3 minutes.
Better get to them. Minnie Mouse is drawn as a fashion runway model proposed by Barney of New York.
Yeah, Barney's in New York. This isn't Disney. They partnered with Disney, Barney's in New York, for their fashion line.
Obviously okayed it.
Yeah.
But this is Barney's of New York fashion. It's just temporary. It's not going to be forever. What do you think? Check out the photo, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We've got both sides talking. Jesse on Facebook said, people are reading too much into it. Disney has always been very sensitive to the public's view. They wouldn't agree to something if it wasn't innocent. If anything, like in many other dream sequences Disney has thrown out, Model Minnie will end up wishing she wasn't a model anymore. And if anything, we'll do the opposite of promoting being a stretched out model. And then his example is Mickey Mouse episode where he goes through the looking glass.
Tyler
says, let's not mistake this. The big deal is a clothing company took something innocent and is saying Minnie's dreaming about wanting to be something she isn't, skinny and less innocent, a self-image belief that she isn't okay the way she is. The story doesn't play out with Minnie falling asleep, dreaming about being something she isn't, then waking up and is okay with who she is and realize she doesn't need fancy clothes or an anorexic body. That doesn't happen. The fact of the matter is she has this dream, and in the dream sequence, she's fulfilling her dream of being a model and looks nothing like she used to.
Yeah.
Let's not even go to the fact that normally she's got black skin and she's got white skin as a model.
Yeah, what the heck happened here? Michael Jackson, get a hold of
I'm
this?
I'm telling you, bro. I'm just waiting for that story to break.
Over 125,000 people have signed this petition demanding that Barney's not go through with the window display and return Minnie to her normal figure.
Yes.
125,000 people care, which kind of makes sense why people are talking about this.
I was going to say, our phone lines got kind of jammed there for a minute, and people are still posting comments on Facebook. You can check out the photo, facebook.com/mystaticradio,
yep.
And read about all of the comments most people dislike, gross.
You can get your thoughts in, and you can check out our Facebook. We have an eBay auction going on.
Yeah, that's right. We got it linked to the top of our Facebook page right now. Just another way to help support Static Radio. Christmas right around the corner, and some really cool local businesses have been coming alongside us, donating things that we can auction off, and we've been doing that. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio, so go check out our eBay auctions either at facebook.com/mystaticradio or right there at our main page, mystaticradio.com.
That's right. We're pretty much done.
We out. Good job.
Hey, thanks.
This last hour, you ran the board entirely, worked the faders.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you Darth Vader here soon.
Oh, thanks. Huh? That I've always hoped for.
You were growing. Of course, if you were really good, you would have picked up on that when I said Darth Vader, and then you would have started playing like some awesome music that I can't even find.
I don't know where it is. So
I will train you.
What's that? No.
I'm
not pushing
you. Got me. No clue, but you did a good job.
I'll have to train some more. Up next is Adri.
Yeah, Adri and her Adrianess.
That's right.
So, you know.
Thank you.
Ah, you have learned well, Darth Vader. Actually, I don't know why he'd be talking to himself. So, you're Darth Vader.
Thanks.
You did a really good job, bull. I'm Luke Skywalker from Empire Strikes Back. I'm so whiny.
Thank you.
No!
I am not your father.
What?
I'm not.
No, that wouldn't make any sense.
I'm not your father. I lied.
Why is Darth Vader British?
I don't know. It sounds more important.
I like your Darth Vader character.
Thank you.
Can we keep her?
Yes.
Okay, good. All
We're
right.
Out.
We out. We'll see you guys again, manana.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.